North Canterbury's Compass FM. We have a very special guest on the line now, the New Zealand founder and CEO of Girl Boss, Alexia Hilbertidou. Good afternoon, Alexia. How are you?
I am brilliant. It's great to be on air.
Well, it's fantastic to have you give us the time to have a chat with us. Now, can you start by telling the listeners what the Canterbury Girl Boss Awards are all about?
Of course. The Canterbury Girl Boss Awards is a search for young women aged 11 to 18 in Canterbury who are defying stereotypes and making a difference, whether that's in sports, arts and culture, business, community, STEM and more. The Canterbury region is truly home to some of the most amazing young women who are really making a difference, and so we just want to reward and celebrate them.
I think it's a fantastic idea. So now, what inspired you to create the awards? What was the catalyst for this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was spurred to start the Canterbury Girl Boss Awards as a result of my own journey. I started Girl Boss New Zealand, which is New Zealand's largest organisation for young women, when I was only 16 years old. And I really just wanted to create the Girl Boss Awards as a platform where young women who are passionate and do want to make a difference can be celebrated and receive cash grants to take their impact to the next level. So it is just fantastic. We've been running the nationwide Girl Boss Awards for nearly 6 years now, but this is our first year bringing it to a regional level with the Canterbury Girl Boss Awards, which is very exciting.
Well, I think we're very lucky to have you bring this to Canterbury for us. So tell us a little more about what the different award categories are in the Canterbury Girl Boss Awards.
Absolutely. We truly have a category for every passion, which is amazing. We've had some incredible Canterbury businesses jump on board and back and support this initiative. So we've got award categories from science, technology, engineering and maths, arts and culture, business, the primary sector, community, sports and more. So we truly have a passion for a category for any young woman out there, regardless of what their passion is.
And what can the winners expect to gain from the Canterbury Girl Boss Awards?
Absolutely. So the winners of the Canterbury Girl Boss Awards receive more than just recognition. They gain access to an incredible community of like-minded individuals and professionals. They receive a cash grant, which is always good. And they get to attend our fantastic awards gala where we celebrate them at the Christchurch Town Hall, where they can sort of showcase their achievements to a wider audience. So we really want to use this as a platform to get the stories out there of these incredible young women in Canterbury who are doing great things, so that we can inspire other young people to also get out there and make a difference.
Now, I understand that nominations are closing fairly soon, Alexia. When's the deadline for the young women to get involved?
Yes, that is correct. So the deadline for nominations is coming up very soon. So you have until this Sunday at midnight, August 27th, to submit your nominations and be part of this incredible opportunity.
Now, Alexia, how can listeners nominate someone for the awards? Where can they learn more about that?
Absolutely. Nominating someone for the Canterbury Girl Boss Awards is easy. Listeners can visit our website at www.girlbossawards.com to nominate someone, or they can send the link to a young woman in their life and they can nominate themselves. We've made it really simple and easy to nominate someone, so you can put someone deserving forward really easily.
Now, lastly, Alexia, what do you hope these awards will achieve for the Canterbury community as a whole?
Absolutely. I genuinely believe that these awards will shine a spotlight on the amazing talents and achievements of young women in Canterbury and inspire other young people to pursue their dreams and make a positive impact. And we really just want to recognise their efforts, create a community around them, and really encourage them to keep persevering, keep on their path, and really create a bright future where young women are inspired, empowered, and celebrated, and encouraged to be successful and to aim for success.
Oh, it sounds like it's fantastic to, you know, lift these young ladies up and give them an opportunity. Now, you mentioned it's at the Town Hall. What's the actual date of the awards ceremony?
Yes, it's September 14th. We're taking over the Christchurch Town Hall. We're going to have a very glamorous awards evening with not only our all of our incredible winners, but also all of our sponsors and so many awesome local Canterbury people that have come around and rallied behind this cause. So it is going to be a very glamorous and very exciting event.
Oh, I can't wait to hear how it went. I hope we're going to have another chat after the awards ceremony, Alexia, and you can tell us all about how well it went and when the next one's going to be.
Oh, absolutely. No, we definitely want to make this an annual event and to keep the momentum and to keep celebrating young women for years to come.
Thanks for taking the time, Alexia, to talk to our listeners this afternoon. The New Zealand founder and CEO, Alexia Hilbertidou of Girlboss New Zealand. Thank you, Alexia.
Thank you.
Compass FM.